This is Remote But Not Restricted, a podcast from Sight and Sound Technology and the Thomas Pocklington Trust.
Hello and welcome into episode number 20 of Remote But Not Restricted, looking at institutional supports for visually impaired students. My name is Stuart Lawler, and on this week's show, we'll be talking to Richard Purcell about a new application called Captioned. Well, we're getting straight into the show this week with no preamble for me, or just about no preamble, other than to say that if you want to get in touch with us, of course, you can send an email to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. We're a little late because we didn't have a podcast last week, but that's because we're very excited and we wanted to hold off to introduce Richard Purcell, who's telling us all about an app called Captioned. And Richard joins us today on the podcast. Richard, welcome, first of all.
Hi, Stuart. Thanks very much for having me.
Great to have you. I'm very excited about this. I read about it, and in some respects, you kind of look at it and you go, this is such an obvious thing. But you guys are clearly doing something very exciting. Before we talk about Captioned and about you and your company and all that, how have you been over the last couple of months? It's a very strange time.
Yeah, too right. It's been it's been a bit of a strange one, hasn't it? Been reasonably good, really, for us. I think as a business, we've sort of very much weathered the storm and sort of straddling both healthcare and education. They're sort of two industries that really have kind of carried on reasonably regardless. And in education, obviously, technology's played even more of a part. I'm also a doctor here in Bristol, so I've had a bit of a strange one because I've picked up more clinical work. So I've kind of been working on the front line as well, which has been interesting.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I can imagine that was, I would imagine it's been quite a stressful time then for you.
It's certainly been different, but I think to be honest, in the Southwest, we've had it relatively, lightly, touch wood, so far. Certainly interesting with all the planning and setup that's gone into it and trying to orchestrate things for the pandemic. But so far, so good.
Okay, good. And let's just hope that it stays that way. Okay, so Richard, tell us a little bit. So you're a bit of a multi-talented guy then, clearly. You're a doctor, but you're also involved with technology and software development. Tell us about Captioned and maybe how this all came about.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, perfect. So my background sort of from training wise is in healthcare. So I went to medical school and I started practicing as a doctor here in Bristol quite some time ago. I'm dyslexic and struggled with certain areas of medicine, namely the sort of fast vocabulary that you're challenged with using that tends to be pretty complex and esoteric spellings. And I, back in 2013, created a piece of software called Medical, which I initially built for me and one of my peers, but gained popularity and was used all over the country and now sort of all over the world, which is great. And that really introduced me to the world of assistive technology and kind of got me interested in an area that I otherwise might not be. Off the back of that, about a year ago, I was approached by a couple of universities here in the UK who were very proactively trying to tackle captioning and looking specifically at the web accessibility guidelines that were due to come into play this month or are going to come into play this month. And they were very proactively looking at these and thinking, how on earth are we going to meet our responsibilities and requirements relating to this new government guidance, global guidance. And really they sort of said, look, well, what we've got to do is we've got tens of thousands of hours worth of media and we have no idea how we're going to manage to caption all of it. If we use human captioners, well, that's gonna cost us tens of millions of pounds. It's gonna be extremely expensive because of the sheer volume. And if we use automatic captioning, we're afraid that will work for us because our media is over lots of different platforms. So it's not just within one platform. And automatic captioning, we're struggling to get the accuracy, and especially with sort of STEM subjects and specialist vocabularies. And we can't really get the accuracy. So they asked us, would we be able to help? And initially, we were looking at the accuracy issue. But then actually, we expanded to look at the problem as a whole. and came up with Captioned as quite a novel solution to provide cross-platform, highly accurate captioning for institutions.
So how does it work, Richard? Because I'm thinking, let's look at it maybe from the student's perspective first, and then we look at it maybe at the other end. So you're a student, and in fact, it strikes me this, I guess in the coming year, this is going to be even more relevant. You're online at a lecture. Is it live as it's happening?
Yeah, so it is in part. So basically, we looked at the problem, as I said, sort of as a whole, and we kind of turned it on its head slightly. So we said, well, say you've got, 10,000 lectures that need to be captioned as a university or as an institution, doesn't have to be a university. But say you've got 10,000 lectures. Well, you have to provide captions for all 10,000 lectures or hours worth of lectures. But that doesn't necessarily mean you have to caption them all ahead of time, because actually, of that 10,000 hours, only a very small volume is ever going to be viewed by somebody requiring captions. The problem is you don't know which hours are ahead of time. Mm. We said, well, instead of all the onus being on the university or the person creating the media, maybe we turn it on its head slightly and say, give the students and the staff and anybody, the person consuming the media, the person watching the media, the tools they need to be able to click a button and caption whatever they're watching, regardless of where it is, instantly, there and then. And by doing that, you're actually captioning a much smaller volume, and you're giving the students the tools to have sort of enable them to interpret any media they need to with captions, if that's what they need to do. And by doing that, we also were able to do a few things to enhance the accuracy, especially around specialist terminologies and things like that.
So your tool is sitting in between, let's just say for simplicity, is sitting in between the lecturer or the provider of the lecture and the student or the audience member. And if they click a button, the output of your tool is going to their screen, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So basically, from an institution perspective, what we have is we have an application that can be provided to all students across site for use on their personal machines, and it can also be used on site computers. And what that application enables them to do is, with a click of a button, add on-demand, highly accurate captions on screen for any media that is playing on their computer. So it could be a podcast like this. It could be a YouTube video. It could be something on Panopto or Echo 360, or it could be a live meeting, like something in Microsoft Teams or Zoom even.
Okay, so it can be anything at all that's going through their system.
Absolutely. So anything they're watching, anything they're listening to, we'll be able to use this app to turn that into highly accurate text in a customizable caption format.
You must have some incredible AI stuff going on in the background to do this, because I'm thinking of all the different accents, all the different noises, sounds that come on videos, even podcasts like this, different qualities. It sounds absolutely amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that's kind of the neat thing about being able to have the student drive, the person consuming the media, drive the captioning, because it actually allows us to have them set some settings, essentially, to be able to make the captioning accuracy even better. Because what happens is the student could either just click play, or they could refine what they're captioning even slightly further. So they might say, okay, this is an Australian accent, or this is US English, or this is health and life sciences, or social sciences and law. So they can actually refine the subject matter, the accent, or even the language of what they're listening to, in able to give better accuracy of the captions at the other end.
So if I'm a university then, let's look at the other side, and I want my students campus-wide to be able to have this option, how does that work?
So it's pretty straightforward and easy to set up, actually. So what we do is we create an institutional account, and provide that access to the relevant parties at the university, so the university admin. They can then link the application anywhere they want to. So they could link it on accessibility statements, library websites. They could link it on their lecture capture systems, their learning management systems. They could even put it in the first slide of lectures. And that means that any student within that institution can click on that link and it will download the software for them. And they can then log in using their university email address, which when we set up accounts for universities, is the method by which we sort of lock and unlock the application. So as long as they've got a university email address and that university is registered with us, they can download and install the software, and then it's free to use for them.
What have people been saying about this? Because I can only imagine that this is going to be huge.
Well, yeah, we've been really lucky. So it's really taken off. So we've had an awful lot of interest, and universities decide to take on the solution. I mean, our feeling, well, what seems to have happened is, I think there's been a lot of talk around captioning, and people have been slightly going around in circles, just unable to find a solution that works for them. And caption certainly seems to answer a lot of questions. And that's really, I think, the result of what we've seen is that we've had a huge number of universities come to us. We've demoed it, trialed it with them, and now we're onboarding universities around the country. And actually, even though we haven't been actively promoting it outside of the UK and outside of the UK and Ireland, really, we've found that even across the pond in, say, the States, we've started to get more and more universities hear of us and approach us, which is really nice. And certainly, we're very happy that it's had the sort of response that it has done.
Sounds fantastic. I know certainly from just chatting to a couple of people here at Sight and Sound over the last few days, very excited about it, and we're happy to take queries about it as well. But Richard, if there's people listening who are kind of saying, I want to know more, I want to have a chat, how can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So if you wanted to generally just get a bit more information, then there is some information on our website. So that's talk-type.com. So go there, have a look. There's actually two products you'll see there. One is our dictation software and the other is our captioning software. So make sure you're looking at the right bit. Otherwise, feel free to email me either using the contact forms on that website, or at richard@talk-type.com. I'd be happy to answer any questions, set up demos or send trials and things like that.
Richard, it's fantastic. I'm not sure where you're getting the time to do all this. I don't know if you're getting time to sleep, if you're a doctor and software developer and marketeer, but you're doing it very well, no doubt. So thank you so much for talking to us today on the podcast. All the very best. And I do hope we'll get to catch up with you again soon.
Thanks, Stuart. Thank you very much.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed catching up with Richard there. He's a doctor, he's a software designer, as I said, he's a marketeer. I'm very, very impressed, I have to say. It's really interesting people we meet on these podcasts. But there you go. Hope you enjoyed that. And captioned, isn't it a great idea? Dying to hear, by the way, if you're in an institution that has it, or if you've experienced it already, what's it like? Really, really fascinating product. That's just about it for this week. We'll be back soon. Until then, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound Technology, stay safe and stay well, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.